why you do it. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us life.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, sir, we're here. Hello, everybody. Tonight, Friday night, rounds out another week right here on Republic Broadcasting. And tonight is no exception. An exciting program. First off, before we take our first break, just at the top of the hour, before Artie Wheeler, our old-time favorite, comes back, I do have on the line with me, I have a call from John Clark, and no stranger to the program. He was on a couple of nights ago on the border situation of the Minutemen and, of course, what is happening at this hour, giving us a special report. John, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Greg. How you doing?
Hi. What's happening down at the border with Mexico?
Well, when the Minuteman Project first started, the Border Patrol brought in about 100 new agents from other states, other areas. And as of an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, the Minuteman patrolled the border. And in a 30-mile stretch, there was not one Border Patrol agent. It looks like they pulled away from the border, and they're concerned because the Minutemen are down there tonight, men and women. And they're a little concerned that Border Patrol has disappeared on them.
Now, what does that mean, disappeared? I mean, have they just gone into the hills?
There is not one Border Patrol agent in the area.
Were they called back? Were they hiding?
I don't know. All I know is that they're not there, and they're a little worried that the drug smugglers are going to make a run. There might be confrontations. That's what they're worried about. It's the first time I've seen them really concerned about, their safety. Initially, when they first went down there, they were, but after a while, nothing happened. But tonight, they are concerned.
Have you been speaking to Chris Simcox?
Well, I've been talking to people down in Tombstone, and that was their concern, that
okay.
Drug smugglers are going to try to make a run because there are no Border Patrol agents. Where they went, I don't have a clue.
And why did they go?
Yeah.
Who called them back?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I also got a report from somebody. It was on an email to me that a Sergeant Patrick Habe was arrested for, quote, detaining illegals crossing the border. And they're, quote, coyote smugglers. This is one report. I have not seen substantiation.
Yeah, no, he was cleared. He was cleared of that. Yeah, they exonerated him, said he didn't commit any crimes. That was a sergeant in the Army.
Yes.
He made him lay on the ground at gunpoint, and the usual suspects tried to crucify him. But the DA, the prosecutor, said he committed no crime. He was protecting himself. Uh-huh. They made a rush for him, so no, he's been exonerated.
All right, well, good. This is basically where we're at now, and something could give, something could happen. We're going to find out what's going on with the Border Police, the Border Patrol, U.S. government here, and hopefully nothing major will happen, but we'll be on top of it when we're on again Monday night. Anything happens, you let us know.
I'll give you an update. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, John Clark. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
You heard it first here. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. And in a moment or so, when we come back from our first break, we will have back, by very popular demand, Artie Wheeler, self-styled constitutionalist and American patriot who knows firsthand when he speaks of federal tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Radio Avenger, we'll be back. Stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
In Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Avenger, Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and we're going to get to our guest who I consider to be the Patrick Henry of Talk Radio, old man Artie Wheeler, in just a moment. But first, I have to remind my listeners, my great supporters, that some of you I know are living in pain. Well, it's good to tell you right now, and I'm proud to tell you, you can live pain-free and without any inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase. Yes, it actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order the product, call 800-243-5242. Jot it down. Put it right up on the roof ridge. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right. Now let's say hello to old man Artie Wheeler. Hello, Artie.
Phone's here. The cord too short on him.
Hello, Artie.
Hello, Mr. Rick Adams.
How are you,
sir?
How
right
you been? Hello?
Hello. How
Artie,
are you?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I had to put the damn phone, a darn phone, on the floor here. The cord was too short on it.
Oh, you don't want that. You don't want to have a short cord, that's for sure. Not in this business.
Oh, you may have to run out the front door and see if it's the pigs knocking on the door.
Who then?
I hadn't been bothered with them in a couple of weeks. They come by,
mm-hmm.
and they were kind of upset that I'd read Judge Lefkoe's CD. I told them if I knew she was a CIA agent, I'd have got a lot heavier on her than I did.
Well, I told you you'd get a visit from the federal police and the FBI, and sure enough, you pretty much knew it as well. And I guess you've been a thorn in their side now ever since that visit. You've been aggravating them, haven't you?
Well, I've tried to aggravate the Baltimore pigs as much as possible. We had this city pig that showed up with the FBI here, and the FBI pig said he was distraught about the fact that I'd sent the CD to Judge Lefkoe, and I told him that if I'd known she was a CIA agent, I would have really got on her case.
Yeah.
I told the judge on the CD that if the Chicago pigs had her home under surveillance for over a year, it was quite obvious that they were the ones that murdered her mother and her husband, or they let somebody in the house that did. It looked like a classic Mossad hit from my standpoint of view.
Mm-hmm.
The mother and the husband were shot in the back of the head numerous times with a .22 caliber pistol, which is the way the Mossad do things. You know, if folks are not familiar with the Mossad, that's the Israeli terrorist organization that operates here in North America freely and uninhibited.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their handlers, of course, is none other than that scumbag Michael Chertoff, that is head of Homeland Defense. He sent the scumbag city and federal pigs against me, according to Mr. Edgar Steele, the famous lawyer in Sagal, Idaho.
Yes.
Ed told me that himself. And now they've got this other scumbag named Negro Ponte, John Negro Ponte, who is head of Homeland Intelligence. Boy, what a misnomer that is. That's like glass diamonds or virgin prostitute. And I haven't decided yet, Rick, which one of those two scuzzballs is the ugliest. Michael Chertoff is so hideously ugly that if I was as ugly as that man, I would stay home. I would not come out on the street. He's an embarrassment to that little pedophile.
You know what's interesting, Artie, about Chertoff is that when he was nominated, there was virtually no discussion about his very strange and very, shall we say, sordid history. Excuse me. I will say this, that what was most strange is that there were only two votes against his confirmation to head up Homeland Security. Only two. Now, if that doesn't tell you how corrupt Congress is, given the nature of the beast and what we know about this man, Chertoff, I don't know what will tell you how corrupt they are.
Yes, sir, and you know that every congressman, nearly all 100 of them, have scandals and crimes in their past. And people like Chertoff know this, and if any U.S. senator or congressman gets out of line, they will expose those crimes like they did John Traficante, and they'll be in the penitentiary in short order, or they'll be ruined socially.
All right, absolutely. They've done that many times. It doesn't matter who they are. Judges as well who get out of line. You're right.
All now, judges are scared to death.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this now. Since we talked to you last time, of course, we went over much territory about what has been going on in the United States. We talked about a 9/11. And now, of course, you see what has just happened with this phony plea in the case of the so-called 20th hijacker, Mr. Mousawi, and how the federal government wants to get this case over with as quickly as possible, try him basically like a stuck pig, if you'll pardon the expression,
and
put him away, kill him, execute him.
Well, they're scared to death, Rick. What has happened here recently, I sent all the congressmen in the United States Congress a copy of my brand-new wonderful book co-authored by Libby Wheeler and myself called Bush Treason Against America, the World Center Crash as Seen Through the Eye of a Tool and Die Maker. And I put a little preamble on the CD that I sent to all 100 of those scuzzball congressmen, and not congressmen, but senators. I get the two mixed up. There's 500 and something congressmen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them, I said, did you fools not look at the plane fly completely through the number two World Trade Center tower with no damage whatsoever. It had to fly through a stockade perimeter of 14-inch square steel box beams set 3.4 feet apart and fly through the entire length of 2 4-inch reinforced concrete floors set 12 feet apart, and the plane's fuselage is 16 and a half feet in diameter. Mm-hmm. I said, did you not see the left wing of the 175 so-called plane become transparent? Did you not see the rear stabilizer left of the so-called plane disappear? Did you not see the Doppler was all wrong and the people screaming was dubbed in by the media? And also, I told these scumbag congressmen and senators, I said, did you not notice that CNN and Euronews and a couple of others had their logos over the part of the videos where the cruise missiles came out of the fireball? The actual news media are in league with the government criminals that did 911. And I've told everybody, Rick, when this FBI pig came here the other day, he said to me, Mr. Wheeler, I've got your book that you sent Judge Lefko. And I said, you mean they sent the book all the way from Chicago back here to the Baltimore FBI pigs, or the D.C. pigs?
Yes.
I said, good. Then you know that the Bushes did 911, don't you? And he said to me, I can't talk politics, Mr. Wheeler. And I said to him, well, the Clinton administration started planning it over 10 years ago. I said, Professor Leon Furth, the head spy handler, they call him Mega here in the United States, said to me on the phone February the 1st, why, Mr. Wheeler, why do you say so-called planes? And after I said, Professor Furth, you know that no planes hit the World Trade Center. It was a high-tech light show. Well, just as cool as a glass of ice water, he said to me, why, Mr. Wheeler, I've been out of the loop for nearly 5 years. They don't tell me anything. And then Professor Fuchs said to me, Mr. Wheeler, I don't know if they had the spy satellites turned on that morning or not. Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, I had to pick myself up off the floor. That info was so stunning. Yeah, I talked to the man who was Al Gore's head of national security, Professor Leon Furth. He is the visiting Shapiro professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs, George Washington University. I called him on the phone, got his phone number off his website, quicker than I can call Libby to see what's cooking for dinner here. What do you think of that, Rick?
Well, I'm not surprised, Artie, not surprised at all by what you're saying. And you have been you've been ruffling a few feathers here now by putting out your CD, putting out your book, and all these other mailings. And last time you were here, you indicated that you had a problem there with people, I guess, sabotaging these CDs in the post office. And now, has that seceded? Has that stopped or what?
Well, what happened was that some of the CDs were smashed up inside this big book. When you get the book, you get a CD that's got a heavy spiel on it, depending on who you are, a senator, a university professor, or whatever. And you also get a floppy disk that you can make a T-shirt with the pictures of the cruise missiles, which were shown on nationwide television, coming out of the fireball. They'd been heavily edited. They only showed two cruise missiles, and they had actually pictured seven coming out of a still shot I have, which anybody that gets my book for free, incidentally, sees the still shot with the seven cruise missiles coming out of it, the smoke signatures. And I went down to the post office, though, and I called out the superintendent of the post office here on Eastern Avenue, and I said, sir, my mail is being damaged. I'm getting phone calls from people around the country that say that the CDs have been smashed up with a hammer. And here's what he said to me, Rick, in front of postal patrons and postal employees. He said, Mr. Wheeler, your wife gave this lady here one of the CDs. We've all looked at it at the post office. Every one of us here knows that the Bush administration did 911, but we've got to think of our jobs. All you can do is wrap the CDs in bubble wrap and send everyone insured registered mail, return receipt requested, and then you
can get whatever you need. Stay where you are, Artie. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Did you ever get the feeling, as you're staring at the ceiling, that this game of life we play ain't fair? Seems as fast as we can make it, there's a hand that grabs and takes it till they find us in a grave somewhere. Like a rodent on a treadmill, we keep pushing for it uphill, but we never seem to get too far. Well, if you think you're being taken, then you're ready to awaken to the truth of what we really are. We're all indentured servitudinal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some socialistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is, we're all sapped to pay our taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb.
Oh, boy, play it, I like it, oh, man.
We're the product of omission, what we didn't learn in public schools, and did our fathers offer history, all fight and die for liberty, so we could play the tyrant's fools? And can you call it education when it's all indoctrination to obey the hidden powers that be? Did we fight the revolution? Did we win the world wars? Just to slumber into slavery. We're all indentured servitudinal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through
And now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some humanistic crumb. With a naked truth and fact is, we're all stopped to pay those taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb.
While Franklin and Eleanor were telling us they hated war, they made a deal behind our back.
You bet they did.
The bankers could enslave us for a portion of our wages, and today we call it income tax. But what they failed them to tell us was the way they planned to sell us into statutory slavery. Now it's called constructive fraud. Some even claim the wrath of God. I call it social insecurity.
All righty. Hey, I like that. Thank you, Paul. Very nice of you. Artie Wheeler, what do you think of that one?
Well, that's a good old foot-kicking song that I like myself. It reminds me of Tom Metzger's White Aryan Resistance Country Show a little bit. Yes, sir.
Well, you'll get your feet stomping, that's for sure. All right, we're going to invite callers, Artie, because people want to talk to you because you have so much to say. And let's give that number, 800-313-9443. Toll free, 800-313-9443. Wherever you're listening to us, online, internet, on a number of stations, wherever you call in, Artie Wheeler from Baltimore, Maryland. And right now we've already got Mike from Kentucky on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, you need to play a little more of that Carl Klang type.
I like
bridge.
Carl Klang. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, the bridge music. You could kick in a few more of his songs.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Okay, great. I heard he got in a little bit of trouble, and I never heard any follow-up on
that.
Well,
that was a while ago, wasn't it?
No, it's only been about 6 or 8 months ago, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I mean, I talked to him since then. And now, the only thing is, I mean, his phone number has been disconnected, so I'm trying to reach him. I don't know if anybody knows how to reach him. They can tell me privately or tell my producer. But Carl Klang, he's done a lot of work in recording these beautiful songs that are anti-New World Order. He did a marvelous job.
Anybody that's ever tried to write music at all should be able to appreciate. And he has to have the knowledge of the subject matter. You can go look up those legal terms he's using in those songs, and it's quite an eye-opener, you know,
yes,
like constructive fraud, for instance.
I think if you look him up on the Internet, his name will come up, and I believe it's...
K-L-A-N-G, Klang.
Right. Klang with a K. Yes, sir. Now, did you have a comment or a question for old Artie Wheeler here?
Well, I had called, I think, a week or so ago when you was on, and we had talked a little bit about the lineage of these mostly Khazarian folks, and some other shows in the past week or so have talked about it as well.
Yeah, we had Charlie from Texas last night brought it up with our guest Joe. Sure.
Yeah, well, and I think this ties into a renewed... A resurgence, perhaps, in looking at momentous event of 70 A.D. and how that their genealogies, the rituals and stuff that they used to prove their who they were and what and their covenant or whatever, has all been so drastically done away with and watered down to the point where it's a real stretch to try to say that they could prove who they are and who their lineage is, other than, you know, just holding to, and I think some people's attitude is probably correct that the Jews that are outside of the Zionist cadre are being held captive by the upper echelon of the folks that have multi-generational plans to try to.
I think we're all being held captive, as a matter of fact. Mike, I got to run. Thank you.
All right.
Time for the halfway break in the hour. Artie Wheeler, stay where you are. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and we'll be right back.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, I am. And I'm back with old man Artie Wheeler from Baltimore, Maryland, who is one of our champions of the Constitution.
What a coincidence. Scalar imaging machine projecting a high-tech light show.
Yes, sir, Artie.
Few people thought were actually planes because you watch.
Yes, Artie. Is that you live or are we getting you on recording here? All right. Well, Artie Wheeler's calling us in tonight as he does just about every other Friday, I guess. He has so much to say, and you know, I feel like he's been vaccinated with a phonograph needle, but that's all right, Artie. We can control him. We can take care of Artie. I think he's come a long way since I started interviewing him a few years ago, actually, when he had that unfortunate incident where his home was indeed raided. He and his elderly wife were captive for about 8 hours in their own home by a bunch of federal, state, and local...
Come in here, Libby. I want you to tell about being tortured by the pigs.
Yeah. Go ahead, Libby.
Hello.
Hey, Artie.
I was trying to get Libby to come in here and tell about the pigs torturing her for 6.5 hours.
Yep.
And asked her all kinds of questions. They never told her she was under arrest. They never told her she could have a lawyer. They never told her anything, but they kept plastic handcuffs on her arms. She's 73 years old, and the scumbags supposedly did not loosen the plastic handcuffs. She almost passed out one time, and they brought in a multiracial team from medics from the Baltimore hospital somewhere here in town, and yes, tortured a 73-year-old great-grandmother. I want to tell you people out there, as long as you can watch television, watch Oprah Winfrey, Jerry Springer, the ball game, the wrestling match, your brain is going to stay dumbed down. And, of course, if you've been schooled with the public school, you're even dumber than you would be just watching the television. The one thing the pigs fear, federal, state, and local, is that the television will go off for a few days and some of you may come to your senses again. Mm-hmm. And the all-night firing squads will be quickly assembled when that day comes. But you got to be careful, folks. Little did the Bolsheviks know when they had the all-night firing squads against the Zaporizhzhia Cossacks that they were funded by the Wall Street and London bankers. Yes, communism was funded by Wall Street and London from day one.
Hey, by the way, Artie, didn't the old man George Prescott Bush have something to do with that?
Well, Grandpa Bush financed both Hitler and the communists in Eastern Europe. He was a big contributor to Margaret Sanger's eugenics program. They wanted to reduce the black population of the world. They stated that publicly. They are still heavily involved in eugenics, and Grandpa Bush, of course, paid the largest civilian fine, $1 million in 1942, under conviction for trading with the Enemies Act of 1917. The only reason Bush didn't get the gallows at that time was because he paid off a daisy chain of corrupt federal judges, all who were 33rd degree Royal Arch Masons. Yes, that's a fact, folks. If any of you are in the Masonic order, you better think about getting out of it, because even though they had control during the Bolshevik Revolution, they may not fare so well this time with the Internet in prominence.
Boy, I'll say a hearty amen to that, Artie. You know, it's interesting you should bring up the, you know, we talked about it last night, the Bolsheviks and the legacy of Roosevelt and others. You know, most people today, if you ask the average idiot on the street, you ask them what they think of FDR, they will give you just a wonderful synopsis of his salvation of the world and his salvation of the American economy, saying he was a traitor to his own class. Though wealthy, he punished those of wealth, which, of course, is nothing but a bunch of nonsense right from the trash heap of falsified history, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, sir, Rick. I want to say here that my father loved World War II. For about 5 years, he rented land from boys who were fighting in the war in Japan and Germany, and he made money hand over fist. He never wanted the war to stop. He thought Roosevelt was great. He didn't understand that U.S. tax money was paid to the Bolsheviks for 10 years during a depression here in the United States, and Roosevelt, who was a stinking Murano Jew, incidentally, his family came from Spain. They were kicked out in 1492 when Queen Isabella issued the decree banning all Jews from Spanish territory. They came here, and the Delano branch of his family were big opium dealers. They were for over 100 years, and one of them lived in China, as a matter of fact. And my mother used to say, why, we made good in the war, honey. We made real good.
Oh,
and my brother was Colonel Donald Wheeler. He was the man that picked John Glenn up out of the ocean. And he should have drowned that stinking anti-gun scumbag. But he had five televisions in his home for his $5. So what does my brother know, even being a colonel? And he risked his life and limb in World War II, and his dad sitting there making big bucks out of the war. This is what you're up against, Rick.
Yes, indeed you are. And, of course, the fact that you just alluded to in the 1930s, the billions of dollars that eventually would flow to the Soviet Union was really a bribe, if you will, and it was a payoff
for Stalin being such a good friend of Roosevelt. You know, the Roosevelts were heavily involved in financial dealings that basically were involved with the Russians, or the Soviets, I should say. And, you know, some of the names like Armin Hammer come to mind.
Oh,
you
yes.
remember old Armin Hammer, don't you?
Yes, you know, his daddy was the first charter member of the Communist Party in Russia. They had a bank a little after 1900. They bought up Russian currency, supposedly gold back from the so-called white Russians that fled the country. They kept hold of that currency for several years, and then when the Russians had to come to the West to borrow money again, they had to pay off and make good the millions of dollars in Russian currency that those two boys were holding, and I'll let you guess what their ethnic extraction was. Yes, they were Jewish. Now, old Armin Hammer, I think, lived to be 91 years old. It's obvious he didn't hit a lick of work other than sit there and manipulate the dumb goyim. There are so many actors that are involved in this thing that have harmed our people, it's just impossible to catalog them all.
Well, now Teddy Roosevelt was a cousin of FDR, no?
Yes, sir. Now, his job was to split the party up so Woodrow Wilson would be elected. And, of course, that's when they got the Federal Reserve Act passed, which was done by a gang of Frankists posing as Jews, Otto Kahn, Paul Warburg, Felix Warburg, and even Mandel House was involved in it. His family were scumbag blockade runners. They worked for the Confederacy during the Civil War. Even today, you might understand that Sam Walton, who recently died at Walmart stores, he was a Jew. His wife was descended from stinking Jew carpetbaggers. Her name was Robeson. They came to Georgia after the Civil War, and Walmart is a modern Bolshevist system put to the benefit of capitalists, basically like the system was in Russia before it supposedly fell.
My goodness.
I tell everybody, don't buy anything from Walmart. Support what few local business people are left in your community.
Well, Walmart, it's interesting to note, over the years, has been very instrumental in actually putting out of business the mom-and-pop newspapers as well, because they refuse to advertise in the local newspapers. You know, they're all big media guns, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC, all the big networks. So this has had a very damaging impact on local independent newspapers, by the way, across America. Now, fewer and fewer of them exist, and the few that exist are being bought up, you guessed it, by the same media conglomerates. So
this is
interesting to see the media control that's taking shape as never before, Artie.
Well, Walmart, of course, has over 900 manufacturing companies in China right now.
Communist China.
And Communist China, and right across the road from these manufacturing companies are companies owned by the Chinese prison labor system, and they compete with Walmart, and both companies sell the goods to the American Walmart stores. I want to say something here also. I come by here at night. There are old pensioners here with their Vietnam badges on, lying in the alleys and doorways, lamenting the fact that they need help. They murdered kids in Vietnam. Then they got run out of Vietnam, and you saw them loading onto helicopters and stuff, getting out of the country. The gook turned into Sir Charles very quickly. Well, I don't really have any sympathy for them, because the communists took over Walmart and Vietnam to begin with. They intended for the communists to take over Vietnam, and they intended for America to lose. They killed umpteen millions, 3 million, I think, of Vietnamese people, and the communists controlled the country and re-educated what couldn't get out of the country after the fray. Yes, Neil Goldsmith was a senator from Portland, Oregon. He run Nike Shoe. I'll let you guess what his ethnic extraction was, and here, he bought the stinking shoes for $3 a pair, sold them in the mall for $140,
you know,
and kids killed each other over them.
you look at Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot, and all of that, and you look at how a man like this traitor to America, Henry Kissinger, who was identified by Frank Capel. Frank Capel had been a New York investigator. In fact, he was in the intelligence community himself for many years, prosecutor. He named Henry Kissinger as a double agent, a Soviet agent, a member of the ODRA spy ring, and his code name was B-O-R. Bohr. Henry Kissinger is the one who negotiated away at the so-called peace talks all of Southeast Asia after all of that American blood. And many of them listen to me, you know, these young soldiers who aren't as young as they were once, come back with amputations, all kinds of problems, psychiatric problems and so forth. These people have been abused and misled, and they have been left to dry, just like the young men and women now in the Gulf War and in the second Iraqi War. So what we see is a repeat of history over and over again, Artie Wheeler.
Absolutely, Rick. And I tell any young person I see, a boy was talking the other day. He was about 18, I guess, or 19. He was talking about joining Special Forces. And I said, son, if a shell dazes you over in Iraq and you get knocked out for 15 or 20 minutes and their women come, they will take those sharp knives and they will cut all the meat off your arms and legs while you're still alive. And that's the way they'll send you home to your mother. And you don't know anything about that because you've never read Kipling or Sir Richard Burton. It just might interest you to know that in 1252, Genghis Khan and the Golden Horde came into Baghdad. They put the Sultan of Baghdad in a leather bag, sewed him up. They ran their horses back and forth across him till he was a brown ooze and bone splinters. They poured him in a big urn and made the townspeople drink him up. That's just for starters. Now, the Iraqi people who are brave and honest have had to deal with some terrible folks in their past. They dealt with Tamerlane. And you think you're going to eat cheeseburgers and gom Big Macs and drive a little sporty car with a loud exhaust, and you're going over there to Special Forces in Iraq? Son, you haven't got a clue what's in store for you.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true, Artie, as we're seeing now what's coming back in the tragedy of this war. Also, we might want to mention that if somebody has a question or a comment for young man Artie Wheeler here, they can call in at 800-313-9443. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. 800-313-9443. Artie Wheeler, I'd like to take a moment to sing a song to you right now about George Bush to the tune of the Beverly Hillbillies. You remember that show?
Yes, sir. I remember Jethro, Mr. Bear. Certainly do.
All right. Let me sing this song, and I will confess I am not the best singer, but I want to sing this song because I think this will captivate you and bring a little lighthearted giggle to you. All right, here we go. Come and listen to my story about a boy named Bush. His IQ was zero and his head was up his tush. He drank like a fish while he drove all about, but that didn't matter because his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record cover-up. Well, the first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. He can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. He spends all his time hanging out with student folk, and that's when he learns how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold nose candy. Well, the next thing you know, there's a war in Vietnam. Ken folks say, George, stay at home with Mom. Let the common people get maimed and scarred. We'll buy you a spot in the Texas Air Guard. Cushy, that is, country clubs, nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. He trades in the booze, says that Jesus is his Lord. He said, now the White House is the place I want to be. So he called his daddy's friends, and they called the GOP. Come November 7th, the election ran late. Ken folks said, Jeb, give the boy your state. Don't let those colored folks get into the polls. So they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chad, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. Well, before the votes were counted, five Supremes stepped in, told all the voters, hey, we want George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation, and that's how George finally got his coronation. Rig, that is, illegitimate, no moral authority, y'all come vote now, you hear?
All right, Artie Wheeler, how do you like that?
Well, that is terrific, Rick. That sums up little Georgie pretty well. You know, we've been told that the Rothschilds have given orders to dismantle the Bush administration. That's why they let me say what they did on the news the other night. I called his daddy a pedophile on the 6 o'clock news, and I called him a diseased-up, AIDS-infected faggot. That homosexual lover is Victor Ashe, the ex-mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee. I said that on the 6 o'clock news here, and they had to have permission of the station manager, who's on the CIA payroll, of course, to let me say that on the air. People here were just stunned. I got some good exposure to the media, and I want to say here, Rick, that I will be running for mayor of Baltimore, Maryland.
So I hear.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
And if I can, I'm going to see if I can unseat this scuzzball. His name is O'Malley, and his wife is a judge. She wrote a search warrant on me after the fact. Yeah, that's Judge Catherine O'Malley. I'm going to see if I can send that scuzzball judge, along with the rest of them that conspired to keep me in prison with no bail for 4 months when they were letting second-degree murder suspects out for $15,000 cash.
Oh, my. All right, Artie Wheeler, I like it already. Stay where you are. We'll be right back, Artie. And you, ladies and gentlemen, Uncensored Radio Free America continues. I'm Rick Adams.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting now you have the time to review every spoken word on any RBN program by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour. $15 for 2 hours. And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Well,
now you know why they call the program Uncensored Radio Free America. With yours truly, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Rick Adams. We allow everybody to call in and mouth off, within reason, of course, you know. But in any event, I can't help but thank Artie Wheeler, of course, for being here with us each and every other Friday to lighten the load and yet bring us some very timely information and be serious as well, because we are living in a sick country, boy, and a sick world. But listen, speaking of sickness, I want to remind you, you don't have to live with pain, and you don't have to take all those drugs. You can live pain-free and without inflammation, thanks to my good buddy, Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase, it's called. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. Boy, the drug company's after him. Well, to order this amazing product, you give them a call, 800-243-5242, and order InflaEase today. Again, the number, toll-free, 800-243-5242. It's the natural answer for inflammation, and be sure to tell them you heard it on Rick Adams. All right, Artie Wheeler, we don't have too much more time, Artie, but I did want to give you a chance once again to remind our audience out there, people who are listening to us, that what's happening around us now. We're in a very, very precarious time, I think, and things have not really begun to happen yet, you know. But I think this year and next year are going to be some very difficult times, and George Bush is doing his best to make sure they will be for us and the world.
I want to say, Rick, that the other day I sent Professor Jane Christensen at Wesleyan University
yes.
a copy of my wonderful book made by Libby and I and the CD. She called me day before yesterday from the university. She said, Mr. Wheeler, I'm absolutely stunned. I am devastated. She said, I can't talk to anybody at the university. They're complete airheads. And she said, even I had the halfway notion that Arabs were involved in the 911. And she said, since I read your book, I know that I was looking at the wrong trail. Thank you so much. Well, I talked with Professor Christensen about an hour, I guess, and we went over many subjects. She listened to the CD and started reading the book, and that stinking Horowitz was the one who was bum-wrapping her on his internet site. So I knew she had to be a good gal if that stinking Yid was talking against her. Yes, sir. How about that, Horowitz? Are you ready for the firing squad? Or maybe you'd like a little Zyklon B gas, huh, boy?
Oh,
go ahead, Rick.
Well, people that want to get your CD and want to get more information on your particular thesis on 9/11, how can they do that, Artie? What's the easiest way?
The address here is 512 Southeast Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21224. That's 512 Southeast Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21224. The book and CD is free. All you have to do is call me or write me to get the book.
Okay,
the phone number is 410-327-4522. Call me up, chitty chitty. And
Artie, we're out of time, brother.
We'll send the book.
We'll talk to you next time. Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. Artie Wheeler, goodbye. Rick Adams, we'll see you Monday night, same time.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.